earth, and sky.
The transition now is from what I call is kind of a disposable urban forest to a sustainable urban forest.
You're listening to Greg McPherson, director of the Center for Urban Forest Research in Davis, California. He says there's been a shift in the way that people view trees in an urban environment.
They are recognized as having tremendous potential to improve the quality of life in our cities.
McPherson has studied how trees grow in cities and affect the urban environment. He says that trees provide tangible benefits to cities, including cleaning pollutants from the air, sequestering carbon to slow global warming, and lowering local temperatures and energy use.
You know, if you plant the right tree in the west side of your home and it's shading some windows, it can lower your cooling bill.
But he said in order to get the most benefit out of planting trees, ordinary citizens have to make a long-term commitment to caring for them. McPherson added that in cities, there's a growing awareness of environmental stewardship.
I think all of that is happening and moving us towards a more sustainable urban forest that will have enduring value, something we can pass on as a legacy to future generations.
I'm Lindsay Patterson. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.